Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest, says the Lord. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
One of those at table with Jesus said to him, "Blessed is the one who will dine in the kingdom of God." He replied to him, "A man gave a great dinner to which he invited many. When the time for the dinner came, he dispatched his servants to say to those invited, 'Come, everything is now ready.' But one by one, they all began to excuse themselves. The first said to him, 'I have purchased a field and must go to examine it. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another said, 'I have purchased 5 yoke of oxen, and I am on my way to evaluate them. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another said, 'I have just married a woman, and therefore I cannot come.' The servant went and reported this to his master. Then the master of the house, in a rage, commanded his servants, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town, and bring in here the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' The servant reported, 'Sir, your orders have been carried out, and still there is room.' The master then ordered the servant, 'Go out to the highways and hedgerows, and make people come in, that my home may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited will taste my dinner.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There is a saying in my culture that we do not know the value of what we have until we lose it. We do not know the value of what we have until we lose that thing. That is when it will dawn on us. My dear friends in Christ, this morning's gospel was an address that Jesus gave in order to remind the Jewish religious officials during his time to understand that what they were looking for is right there with them. We all know the Jewish people of that time, they never accepted Jesus as the Messiah. They believed in God, but they did not believe in the Son of God. And because of that, when Jesus came and was preaching about repentance, about believing in whom God has sent, that is Him, they refused to believe. Now, when we put this within our own time, have you noticed that Most of our brothers and sisters that had late convert or late conversion, when they are converted, they become stronger in faith, more than those that were born in the Catholic faith. I have noticed that a lot. And this is happening because most of us, we do not fully comprehend what Jesus has given to us. We know that the church is the body of Christ. And we know that in the church, we have sacraments. These sacraments were given to us. We are handed over to strengthen us so that we will have the necessary grace we require in order to remain faithful as a militant church, and also to live good lives in order to become members of the triumphant church. Most of us do not realize what Jesus has given to us. Most of us do not value them. We all know that the Holy Eucharist is one of the greatest sacraments that strengthens us as Christians. We all know that the sacrament of reconciliation is one of those sacraments that Jesus has bequeathed to us, so that we will always be in the state of grace. So all these sacraments were given to us in order to prepare us, in order to strengthen us, in order to give us the necessary grace for our journey. How often do we make use of these sacraments? How often do we appreciate what Jesus has done for us? That is the central message. In the gospel, these people were invited for the first time, they accepted. Then when the food was ready, they were nowhere to be found. So, my dear friends in Christ, we have accepted Jesus. We have believed in Jesus. We have to make sure that our faith in God will be strong no matter the circumstance. Do not allow anything to pull you away from Jesus. We have to remain connected with Him through the sacraments He has given to us, by attending our masses regularly, by praying at all times. That's all we need to remain faithful and to remain connected to Him. So let today's gospel be a reminder that nothing should separate us from Him. Whether it is raining, whether it is shining, we have to remain with Jesus. We have to believe in Jesus. We have to assess the sacraments He has given to us. And Jesus speaks to us every day. He speaks to us in order to remind us that He has never abandoned us, in order to remind us that we are not alone, that He is with us. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us remain faithful. Let us not be like these people who were invited for a banquet And when the banquet was ready, they were nowhere to be found. Let us stick with him at all times and be assured that you are not alone.